FM 90.3 WJTL, good old Evie, 1977, from her Christmas Memories album. I'm sure it was an album back then. Come on, ring those bells. Hi, it is 7:03, hanging out this morning on WJTL with Mindy and Caitlin.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for believing in the ministry of WJTL. Your support helps us be a light in the community. WJTL raises a significant portion of its support during the last month of the year, and you are needed. I invite you to send your end-of-year donation to WJTL, 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, PA, 17545, or make a pledge or donation online at WJTL.com. Thank you so much.
And what a joyful Tuesday here in the studio. Our good pal representing Servant State, Tyler, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good morning.
Tyler and I are both fighting colds.
A little bit.
I think the cold's winning the battle on me, but you sound great, man.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Servant Stage. How did it get started? Give us a little history, whatever you want to tell us.
Servant Stage has been around for a little over 10 years now, and we are a regional theater company, nonprofit, with a mission to make outstanding musical and theatrical experiences available and accessible to everyone. And we really see the two biggest inhibitors for folks being physical limitations, they can't get out to theater, or financial limitations. They can't maybe afford to pay $50, $60, $80, $100 a ticket. And so we tour our productions out into the community, taking theater out to the people. And we offer all of our shows as pay what you will so that anyone can come and see and experience them.
I like that you go to different venues in the county.
We go to something around 50 venues this year, I believe, total.
Wow.
That's very cool.
So yeah, we even just recently with our Christmas show that's touring right now, we had just last weekend, four shows, back-to-back two-show days. And I said, well, other theaters do back-to-back two-show days, but not many do it in four different venues.
So picking up in between,
you know, even in the same day, going to two different, whether it be schools or retirement homes or churches, it's really special, and it's a
God
fun experience.
God bless you guys. So, Tyler, what all do you do at Servant Stage? How many hats do you wear?
Many hats, but I get to enjoy pretty much all of them. So very, very blessed. My role there is managing director, just helping to keep things moving across our teams. It's great staff and tons of volunteers and contractors that really make it all possible. But then also get to flex the creative muscles from time to time and work on shows like Jingle Bell Jukebox. So.
And I forgot to start off by saying, is there anybody you'd like to say hi to this morning, Tyler?
Yeah, we can't forget Fred's classic line.
Yes. It is. I'm going to actually give a shout out to my Uncle Dale this morning because he's one of the few that I consistently know listens.
That's amazing.
He sends me a text like every time after I'm on here and says, hey, great job, heard you this morning. So Uncle Dale, this one's for you.
Isn't that so fun? I love getting the random text and being like, I heard you today on the radio. It's so fun.
Someone was awake.
Someone's awake right now at 7:06 a.m.
And I'm excited because Caitlin caught your show that you're doing right now this weekend, but you're moving it to the Junction Center this weekend.
We are. The show's been touring. It's been on the road since November 10th, but we really have, we're calling it kind of the second opening. The show expands a little bit this weekend. When we come to the Junction Center, we add some kids. So the show's been touring with featured singers, about a half dozen featured singers and some dancers, but we add a kids ensemble. We add a live band, a five-piece band. Mm-hmm. So it really kind of jumps up a level this weekend here at the Junction Center, and then we go back on the road during the week, and then we land at the Lancaster Alliance Church over at Greenfield for shows next Thursday through Sunday, and then back on the road, and then we finish out the run December 15th through 17th at Lancaster County Christian School. So all told, I think we had about 42 performances between November 10th and December 17th.
There's no excuse to not see this show. I mean, you have so many opportunities.
So many.
You've got opportunities like anywhere, churches, schools, you got it here.
Yeah.
I mean, the show is amazing. I saw it on Sunday. I have tons of friends who are in it. Lots of people. Yeah, it's amazing.
And it is, the tickets are gone. So I want to encourage folks, like this Friday night, we still have tickets available.
Yeah, how do we get some tickets, Tyler?
Servantstage.org.
Servantstage.org.
Hop on there, reserve your tickets. I'll pay what you will. Bring your family. Make it a tradition.
Yeah.
Tyler, we stick around for another break?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Hey, we'll have your local news, your local forecast, all kinds of good stuff coming up next.